Welcome once again to Leto's Law. Here's Steve Leto.
We often talk about how long it takes things to happen in courts. And I always tell people that litigation is never fast. Courts are known for moving very slowly. And Tim passed along a story to me. Now, this story is 10 years old. This story is 10 years old, but it might be the kind of thing we talk about as being some sort of record. But it happened in Montana where a judge ruled on a case 24 years after the hearing that was held to determine what would happen to the case. So 24 years passed. So the story I'm telling you about is from is from 2009, but it's a fascinating story nonetheless. In Montana's Toole County, a retired district judge, Ronald McPhillips, ruled in a lawsuit that's left hanging for 24 years. The judge ruled in Great Falls against Mylon Ayers, who contended that former partner James Rubo swindled him out of a share of a natural gas field with leases potentially worth millions of dollars. The lawsuit was filed in March of 1983. The last court date on the file, according to the clerk's register, was 1985. And nothing happened between 1985 and 2009. Then the Great Falls Tribune wrote a story about this weirdly open case that was so old and nothing had happened on it. And so a longtime administrative assistant, Elda Nichols, who'd worked for Judge McPhillips before he retired in 1994, said, "I think he found it in an old briefcase he had at home." McPhillips brought the lawsuit and his notes to the court late last week. That would be back in 09. And the district judge then, Lori McKinnon, asked the Montana Supreme Court for guidance on what they should do. Well, the Supreme Court said, if the case is still in good shape and the judge is capable of rendering a ruling on it, he can go ahead and rule. So on Monday, McPhillips ruled that Rubo did not breach his agreement with Ayers and the lawsuit was dismissed. No damages were awarded. And Nichols, the longtime assistant, said he had taken very copious notes on the case. So it was good he was able to rule on it and we were able to avoid a new hearing, Nichols said. At the time, Ayers said he wasn't certain whether he'd appeal or not. Now, here's the thing. I've mentioned before that I was involved in a case a long, long time ago, where a district court in Michigan lost a file for 9 years. 9 years. Lawsuit got filed, few things happened, and then all of a sudden the court just stopped sending notices. And an attorney I worked with would contact the court from time to time and say, what's going on with this file? And they said, well, you know, we'll send you a notice, we'll send you a notice. After some time, they actually said, we've lost the file. We've lost the file. It's around here somewhere. We've just lost the file. And 9 years later, they found the file and called up and said, hey, it's time to go to trial, guys. Are you ready? 9 years later, and a trial was held. I mean, so these things do happen. And the weird part about it is, we've all heard about statutes of limitation and so on. But once the lawsuit's filed, the statute gets what we call tolled, meaning that the statute's no longer a problem. But you can file the lawsuit within the statute, and then so much time passes that weird stuff happens. Witnesses get older, witnesses die, witnesses have their memories fade. And weird things like this, where the judge retired and so on, you know. So I poked around a little bit more and found another article on a website called PopeHat.com, PopeHat.com. And there a little bit extra information here is that William Conklin was the attorney for Ayers. He expressed his disappointment in the ruling and his confidence that Ayers would prevail on appeal, adding that he remembered part of the case and was sure that evidence had been presented and maybe even arguments. The attorney for the victorious defendant, Rubo, had no comment as it was uncertain whether his client was even still alive. Under the Montana Rules of Appellate Procedure, Ayers would have 30 days from entry of the judgment in which to appeal Judge McPhillips' order dismissing his case. So hurry up and appeal that ruling that took 24 years to make. But, you know, that's the thing. And you know, I've had situations before where a client calls me up and says, hey, Steve, can you handle this case for me? And this happens a lot. This is not one specific client. And I do what I can, and I say, look, you know, if we want to get anything done in this, we're going to have to file a lawsuit. And they go, okay, hurry up and file a lawsuit. So we file a lawsuit, and we get the lawsuit filed. Now, we get 28 days to serve the defendant with the summons and complaint. But once they get the complaint, then they get 28 days to respond to the complaint. And usually when they respond to the complaint, the first thing they do is they file a thing that just says, yeah, we deny everything. And then nothing can happen necessarily until a status conference set by the court a few months down the road, and the court calls on both sides and says, hey, is everybody served? Okay, good. You need some discovery? I'll give you 120 days. Now suddenly you got 4 months. And so literally things in court happen not in minutes or hours or days even. It's usually months and portions of a year. And so there are some courts in Michigan where if you file a lawsuit, you're not going to see a jury if you actually go to a jury trial for a couple of years, if you're lucky. And, you know, that depends on what type of case it is and what type of, you know, whether you have a jury or not and what type of judge you have. But there are some courts that are so backed up docket-wise that they'll tell you, you know, we can't get you in front of a jury here for another 6 months or another year. And I've had clients say, but this is a simple case. That's what they all say. That's what everybody gets from the judge says, Your Honor, we want a trial now. And it's unfortunate because if you watch TV, I'm going to date myself here, but LA Law, you know, they could have the complaint filed before the first commercial break. And they had a verdict before the last commercial break. How is that possible in a space of like 54 minutes? You know, with time compression and everything. But that's extremely unrealistic. That's television for you. You know, Miami Vice wasn't real either. But the point is that if you want something done quickly, the courts aren't where it's going to get done. Now, unfortunately, sometimes that's the only remedy you have is a legal remedy to go to court, and courts take time. And there are defendants who know this and actually work the system like that. The car companies are famous for it. And they know that someone's got a defective car and the car doesn't get them around from point A to point B. That person's going to be hard-pressed to spend 2 years waiting for a jury trial. And they know that. They'll take advantage of that. But that's what happens, and that's unfortunately the case. I mean, I remember some courts where I was reasonably certain it was almost like that paradox where, you know, half the distance, you're never going to get there, right? And that's, I mean, I had a case, I can vividly remember this case, that was in a district court in Wayne County. And every time we got a notice from the court, we were hoping there's a trial date. And it would be another status conference or a settlement conference, which is what they sometimes call the last status conference before you go to trial. And we'd go in front of the judge. And the judge would say, well, I got a problem. I got like, you know, 35 cases set to go to trial in the next 30 days. I highly doubt you're going to make that list. And if you do, you're not going to get to the top of that list. And you just say, you know, you guys really ought to settle the case. And we had a case that was at an impasse. There was no way we're going to get a settlement out of that case. The judge would say, well, do what you can to settle it. Otherwise, just watch your mail. 6 more months would go by. We get some more notices. I'd rip it open and another settlement conference. You know? And I've done a video before about, you know, things I wish my clients understood or things that most attorneys wish their clients understood. And one of them is, I can't make the courts go faster. The courts operate at their own speed. So I guess if nothing else, when my clients complain about how slow things are from now on, I'm going to pull out this case and go, well, let's just talk about the case of Ayers versus Rubau and the case where it took 24 years to get a verdict. Anything faster than that, we should count our lucky stars. So there you go. Tim, thanks for the story. Like I said, it's an oldie, but it's a goodie. Questions, comments, put them below. Otherwise, talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Thank you for watching Leto's Law. I have not lost my mind. I have it backed up on tape somewhere.